All right, gang, let's jump into this shit. Look at my screen's all fucked up. Okay. Gang, let's just jump right in. We got to do the topic of hell. I saw some bullshit. I'm just like, you guys can't be fucking serious. And I really just want to lead this off by saying, Christians, please go fuck yourselves. Again, there's absolutely, positively no way that you can spin the topic of hell into anything that even rhymes with the word morality. And stop with the fucking word games. According to my atheistic worldview, what's wrong? Shut the fuck up. Eternal torment. Again, you don't even believe that. You know how I know you guys don't fucking buy that bullshit? Again, fuck around atheists. Go ask a Christian to their face. Ask one that you know. Friend, co-worker, whatever. I'm standing right in front of you. You know I don't believe in a God. Your God, their God, no one's God. But according to your Christianity, I'm going to go be tortured forever. You okay with that? Do you think that's moral? Watch how they don't answer that very direct question. Right? Watch them spin that shit all the way back to Adam and Eve and the talking snake, then the flood, and then the fuck face. I mean, give me a break. And then find the one Christian who will straight up tell you, you're fucked up, you're going to burn and go to hell. That Christian will disagree with that person. They don't understand the scriptures. Shut the fuck up. But gang, the reason why I chose this fucked up ass video is because it reminded me. Because again, I've been an out and out atheist in your fucking face about the last 11 years, right? Thanks a lot, Simon. Gang, I heard so much bullshit. And what got me when I heard it the first time, I used to sound like that. But this Christian would tell me X, Y, and Z. Then when I talk to this Christian over here, he's like, oh, well, Christian A contradicted what you said. That's not what they said, blah, 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 blah. And then Christian B would turn around and tell me that not only is Christian A wrong, but they are so wrong that when they die, that they're going to be standing right next to me in hell being tortured forever. Christians, please go fuck yourself. You mean to tell me that the inerrant word of God is so crystal clear that the Christian over there that thinks they're doing it right is going to go to hell and be tortured forever? And I'm supposed to believe you when, one, you say a God exists, and two, that God is love? There's some fuckface going to First Baptist fuck memorial, whatever the fuck. They haven't missed a day in their fucking life. They're in the choir, they do all this stuff, the blase, the fucking glavenoids. And you're going to tell me that Christian's going to go to hell because they don't agree with you? But of course, you're the one that got it right. I've been told that. And I'm like, what? And so there's this fucking video. And I was like, we got to talk about it. We got to wax on this shit. It's some from fuckface. I don't even know his name. I don't even care. This pastor is leading quote unquote Christians to hell. Again, it's a no true Scotsman played out right in this fucking video. Oh, they're not a real Christian, Robert. Then who the hell is? Now, this fuckface looks a little bit like fuckface Jeff Durbin. So I already don't like him. Apparently I still need some fucking cough drops. It's a reaction video that he is entitled Righteous Anger. He not only disagrees with this pastor and I guess calls his flock the fake Christian group, apparently he's mad. Let's find out why. Roll the tape.
Lies in our society right now that so many Christians are falling for is that true love equals acceptance of sin. Otherwise, you're a bigot. And you know, we're falling.
Pause the tape already. Please go fuck yourself. Okay. First and foremost, there is no sin. Grow the fuck up. There's no curse on the world. Your belief in this foolishness makes you sound like that. Gang, I already know what he's talking about. You guys do too. That love equals acceptance. Otherwise, you're a bigot. Yeah. Christians, yeah. That persecution that you think you feel, it's not. This is what you're feeling on the strength. You are now having to play this game partially by someone else's rules. He's right. And he's complaining about it. Because he's talking about gay people. I'm sure you guys have already figured it out. Accepting your sin. Shut the fuck up. It's a sexual orientation. Then he was like, look at his fucked up ass face. Or we'll be called bigots. You're right. You're right. When you do bigoted shit, you no longer get to hide behind your fucking God anymore. Yeah, we're going to call you a bigot. And that's if you're lucky. Right? I said this a couple videos ago. What, Robert? I can't call you a nigger without you calling me a racist. I'll let you finish that sentence. You're right. You're absolutely right, Christians. Welcome to reality. When you say certain things that are bigoted, we're going to call you a fucking bigot. It's just that simple. Welcome to the game. Roll the tape.
For this hook, line, and sinker, that to love like Jesus loved, or to love like the Bible calls us to love, that we have to accept everybody's sin. And that is a lie from...
Pause the tape. He's going to say it's a lie. Shut the fuck up. You're right. I'll give you that. You don't have to accept. You don't. Gay people, trans people, women in the pool, whatever the fuck. You don't have to accept it. You don't. But my stance still hasn't changed. It doesn't absolve you of consequence. You're right. You may call gay people faggots all day long. You can call their orientation a sin. I'm assuming that's what he's talking about. 10 bucks as it is. Go fuck yourself. You can say and believe and all this shit. But you're right. Now people are going to hang a label on you. That's the way it goes. Dumbass. Roll the tape.
Satan himself. Real quick, I want to show you Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 8. For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. What does this imply? This is saying that you can know what's acceptable to the Lord. We don't have to guess. We don't have to make it up as we go. What? It's in God's word, the very breathed out words of God.
Pause the tape and go fuck yourself. We don't have to make this. That's all you guys do. You are the most cherry-picking. Shut the fuck up. Hold on. Roll that tape.
Acceptable to the Lord. What does this imply? This is saying that you can know what's acceptable to the Lord. We don't have to guess. We don't have to make it up as we go. It's in God's word.
Pause the tape. He doesn't even understand how fucked up he sounds. We don't have to guess. We don't have to make it up as we go. First and foremost, that's all you ever do. You know how I know I'm right? He disagrees with a different pastor. Gang, sometimes Christianity is so fucked up. It's not that they disagree on a certain interpretation of a book of the Bible. Sometimes they disagree on the same book, chapter, and the fucking verse, Jack. But no, this arrogant son of a bitch, he's one who's got it right, right? Just roll the tape.
Word, the very breathed out words of God. Let us know what is acceptable to the Lord. And that's living in goodness, righteousness, and in truth. And guess what? The word of God lays out what is good, righteous, and truthful. And have no...
Pause the tape. Word to your mother. The word of God, that's the truth. That is it. That's what's right. That's what's good to go. Including selling a rape victim to her fucking rapist. That's good to go. Oh, let me guess. That's the Old Testament. Again, that's your argument, throw out the entirety of the fucking Bible. Because you can't have one without the other. right? Which part of God's word is what it is? Again, you know what it is? Again, you guys pick and choose. Jesus said to love. So, again, Christianity is the ultimate Sith philosophy. If you are not with me, then you are my enemy. This is arrogance. That's why I'm so fucking mad. Roll the tape.
Buddy, no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but what? Rather expose them. You know, not only should we not have any fellowship with darkness, but we have to expose when darkness is being masqueraded as light and leading people astray. You know, I did a video a couple days ago of Andy Stanley. There's been an update to some of the things that he said in this video. And that's where this story comes in. Hey, I just want to say real quick, we got some of our new merch out right now. This is one of my favorite shirts, Read the Bible. If you want to support this channel, you can check out the link.
Pause the tape. He can go fuck himself. Again, some way, somehow, the good works of God rely on fucking reality. Why don't you just pray to keep your channel open? Why don't you just pray that your bank won't snatch your fucking house up? I'm not joking, Christians. Your God can't do anything that doesn't walk hand in hand with reality. There's nothing fucking miraculous about it. Hit me up on Patreon. Buy my merch so I can keep sending out these fucked up ass videos. Why don't you just pray for your God to put 30 grand a month in your fucking account? And stop, Christians. You don't know how prayer works. Shut the fuck up. He can cure cancer. He wins Super Bowls and World Series. Helps you find car keys and lost $20 bills. But he can't keep a YouTube channel open unless you order off of Amazon Prime. Give me a break. Roll the tape.
Below it says shop our merch. Hey, would you mind hitting that subscribe button and being a part of this community with us? I would love to hear from you on a regular basis. And if you wouldn't mind hitting that thumbs up button, you know, when you like this video, YouTube will push it.
Pause the tape. Uncle Bobby's over here kicking the actual factuals. I'm not telling you I'm going to hurt you. Much less send you to hell forever. So why don't you do Uncle Bobby a favor? Subscribe to Uncle Bobby's channel. Like his material so it pushes it up the fucking algorithm, whatever the fuck it's called. Comment on my shit. I'm over here telling you that you're worth something. Right? Even you, Christians, especially you. No, you guys are going to like his shit 900,000 times. Right? I'm lucky to get 45. I'm telling you, you're okay. And I lost monetization status. I was told I was harassing. This guy is telling you, you're going to go to hell and be tortured forever if you don't agree with him. He's monetized. I'm not. Roll the tape.
Out to more people, and it would really help spread this message. Andy Stanley to host conference for Christian parents of LGBT identified kids. Now you're thinking, oh, this sounds wonderful. Why not have a conference for that? It is such a prevalent thing in our society where you're seeing more and more people identify this way. Now I'm going to show you why this is so disturbing that Andy Stanley is doing this. I'm going to show you the official website. I'm going to show you who's going to be at this conference. And it is absolutely horrendous. Now, if you've seen my recent video on Andy Stanley, then you're going to recognize some of these clips I'm about to
show. Okay, pause the tape. He can officially go fuck himself. Let's just assume that Andy Stanley is going to sit here and tell parents, step your game up, dude. Of LGBTQ plus parents, your kids are good to go. God loves them the whole nine yards. Good for you, Andy Stanley. No, not this bearded fuckface. Right? No. Come to my fucking seminar so I can tell your fucking kids that they're fucking reprobate faggots and what the fuck is wrong with you. Why did you choose to be gay and God fucking hates you? Satan's inside... Oh, how fast can I sign up for Christianity now? This is making me feel so much better. Christians, is this you? Is this you? Roll this fucked up ass tape.
show you, but bear with me because these prove the larger point and really piece it all together.
And when we preach and teach, instead of citing the Bible, we just drop back and say, John, an eyewitness of the resurrection, says, Paul, who steps onto the pages of history as someone who hated the church, says, Jesus said.
I think the only way we can get there, Andy, is by saying the Bible says.
No, we don't have to say that.
If I finish the thought, the Bible says that Jesus rose again from the dead. That's it.
Pause the tape. So what you guys can't see is whoever this Andy Stanley guy is, he's now talking to fuckface Jeff Durbin. Gang, you already know that this conversation is sitting on some bullshit. I would not trust Jeff Durbin if he told me what fucking time it was. I wanted Seth that up so you guys know what it is you're listening to. Roll the tape.
It actually doesn't say that.
That's how you know Jesus rose from the dead, because the biblical witness gives you that testimony that Jesus rose from the dead. That Bible is where you get the message that Jesus rose again from the dead.
Well, no, it's not.
Well, explain that, Andy. Explain that. Well, what do you mean by saying the Bible doesn't say that Jesus rose from the dead?
Because the Bible doesn't say anything. John did, Moses did, David did, Paul did, but it was only in the Bible.
Paul did. Look at Jeff Durbin's way. It's in the Bible. Shut the fuck up. Right now, I'm listening to two grown-ass men. Right? No, O is in the northern hemisphere. No, it's not. O is in the southern hemisphere. Oh, no, shut the fuck up. Sitting here arguing over some magical bullshit. It all sounds like garbage to me because it's garbage. But again, oh, buddy, did you fart? What the fuck is that? Oh, fuck me, buddy. God damn, dude. And look at his monkey ass. He's gonna sit there like ain't nothing going on but the rent. God damn. Okay, this is the second. The last one was fucking Papa. Podcasters, you can't see it, but basically, buddy's nose is right on his ass. Is right underneath my goddamn nose. Okay. Where the fuck was I? Oh, that one put some hair on your balls. Alcohol cures everything. Where was I? These two fuckface. Oh, let's hold on.
What's it
got? Oh yeah. Jeff Durbin's fucked up ass face. Again, they're literally arguing over who has the right interpretation of the guardians, the people who harnessed, the immortals that harness the green energy of will. I can't believe I used to be a Christian. But Pastor Stanley apparently is so fucking wrong that he's gonna go to hell. Then you got the fuck face like Jeff Durbin, who of course can't be wrong because he got the correct interpretation of the... Shut the fuck up. Roll this tape.
That's incoherent.
And the fact that Jesus didn't believe that good people go to heaven, that doesn't necessarily make it true. That's just what he taught. And that's what he said. And clearly it's what he believed. Figure out how to get straight people as excited about serving and engaging as the gay men and women I know, we would have a volunteer backlog. A gay person who still wants to attend church after the way the church has treated the gay community, I'm telling you, they have more faith than I do. They have more faith than a lot of you.
So as you can see, Andy Stanley does not respect the word of God and believes that LGBT Christians have more faith than you do. Now,
pause the tape. What you guys didn't see? Every time he puts the air quotes around Christians when he talks about gay people. Again, 66 books in that Bible, over 40 fucking authors. Eight is, go ask your average Christian how many commandments there are in the Bible. They're already fucking wrong. They're going to say 10. Ask them again. Then ask them again. Then ask them again. Because there's 611. You think I'm bullshitting? Ask your nearest Jew. Of all the things that God has given the finger to, the only thing that you Christians seem to focus on is a dude blowing another dude. About a woman going down on another woman. That's what you guys think about. All this shit that's in the Bible. And the one thing that you guys focus on is who is having sex with who. What the fuck is wrong with you? Roll this tape.
This is the website for this unconditional conference. Embracing the Journey presents Unconditional Conference 2023. Save the date, September 28th through 29th. Okay, so this is being hosted at Andy Stanley's church. And when you scroll down a little bit, you see these grayed out letters that are kind of hard to read? Well, check out what it has to say. The Unconditional Conference is an event for Christian parents with LGB children and ministry leaders. So this is for not only parents with LGB children, but ministry leaders that are LGB. In a world that makes us choose sides, experience a conference from the quieter middle. They're saying that the world makes you choose sides, and God is just kind of complacent with you being in the middle. You know, you're not really going to stand for truth, but I don't know. I'm just going to be right here.
No, quietly. No. Pause the tape. What the fuck did I just say about 3 minutes ago? This is some Anakin Skywalker bullshit. You guys remember when Obi-Wan Kenobi sexy ass chopped off his motherfucking legs and his arms? His monkey ass is climbing up the fucking lava thingamabobber with his one working fucking mechanical hand. Obi-Wan sexy ass gives him the speech, right? You're my brother. You remember what what Anakin said? I hate you! Christians, that is you. Right? If you are not with me, then you are my enemy. There's no middle ground. You just heard him fucking say it. Again, where do I sign up, Christians? Where? I cannot wait to get down with what it is you guys are selling. Man, than a motherfucker that gay people are being accepted and being accepted in the church. Now, Uncle Bobby personally does not understand, but it's not for me to understand. If my gay brothers and sisters want to have a church-going experience, now I can just help out. The church doctrine is absolutely clear. It is. That's not up for debate. But if you look past that shit and you find something good and it makes you feel good, more importantly, it makes you do good, knock yourself out. I told you. If your version of a Jesus makes you a better person, I like your Jesus. I'm not going to debate you on that. His Jesus is a fucking asshole. You cannot pick a side. I mean, you cannot be in the middle. Not according to this fuck knuckle. It's either bam or it's boom. And according to him, it's just that simple. Because, of course, he's the one that got it right. Roll the tape.
In the middle, observing the world burn. And then look at what it finishes with. Our goal is to provide hope and to help parents demonstrate the unconditional love of Jesus to their LGB children. Now, this sounds like truth. Yeah, we should show unconditional love, right? Yes, if you're showing unconditional love in truth, Andy Stanley is not doing that here. And you're going to see that when I show you who's going to be at this conference. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexual.
Pause the tape, gang. I do not like this man. And let me tell y'all something. This fuckface is at minimum 10 years my junior. How can you be that young and sound so hate-filled? Gang, that's some preaching and pastoring bullshit from when I was a young Christian. This is nothing but hate. There's no way to describe this. There's no way to make this sound softer. This is hate. This is, if you like gay people, I'm sorry. If you like gay people as they are, there's something fucked up with you. That's what they used to tell us. Again, do you love that gay person? Of course I do. Then you will go shake them out of their apathy. And by that, I mean dropping the worst vocabulary there is. All because you love them. That is abuse, gay. That's abuse. I hit you because I love you. That's what this is. He's going to ultimately teach gay people as they are is fucked up. And save it, Christians. Fucking save it. We're all guilty sinners, Robert. Shut the fuck up. Straight Christians, cisgendered Christians, You can do all the fucking around you want. It wasn't until 10 years ago. Now, I think a little bit less. It was because I was an atheist at the time. A little bit less because I remember who I was with when it happened. A little bit less than 10 years ago, gay people could not get married in this country. Not legally. Now they can. Thieves, liars, fuck you Christians, even murderers could get married in the United States. Yes, they could. That's why I'm saying the only sin, there's no sin, grow the fuck up. Your refusal to accept reality on reality's terms is making you kick this bullshit. I don't even know where it's going. Just roll this fucked up ass tape.
Fools, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. This is talking about people living in these unrepentant sins that don't acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Savior, that don't repent. Now, this isn't about singling out a single sin. We must be aware that those living in...
Pause the tape, go fuck yourself. What did I just say? What did I say not even 90 seconds ago? You do single out one sin. There's no such thing as sin. Grow the fuck up. You are fighting a curse that does not exist. That's what makes you sound like this, Christians. His monkey ass just said what I said he was going to say. I haven't even seen his fucking video. You want to know why? I don't have to. I used to walk this walk. I used to live this life. It's no different than any other sin. We're not trying to single out any other sin. Yes, you are. You're lying. You're lying. Right? Just like, well, I mean, if we don't accept your sinful lifestyle and we say fucked up ass shit about you, then you're going to call me a bigot. What's your point? But that's your biggest fear, Christians. Right? It's like when fucking I used to hear before I shut that shit down. Robert, white men are the last group that it's okay to make fun of. Are you serious? Are you serious? That's what you're afraid of? A black comedian walking with his butt cheeks clenched up and made it his voice high pitch? That's your biggest worry? Who's the snowflake now, bitch? I'm worried about being shot by someone who's supposed to protect and serve me. And you're afraid of being a punchline to a Dave Chappelle joke? Grow the fuck up and go get some real fucking problems. Right? Same thing here. Christians, you guys think you got it hard? You don't. You're worried about being called a bigot. And I've heard Megyn Kelly say, I've heard all the bigwigs say shit like this, right? They persecute us by calling us names. No, fuck nuts. It's not persecution. It's called people fighting the fuck back. We don't like being called a bigot. Then stop saying bigoted shit. It's a trait. People over here don't want to be discriminated against. They just don't. You don't want to be called a bigot. I think we can find a happy middle ground. Don't discriminate against those people and they won't call you a bigot. What did I say his monkey ass was going to say, gang? Huh? He just said it. We're not trying to single out any other, just one sin. Yeah, you actually are. Yes, you actually are. Roll the tape.
Any unrepentant lifestyle of sin against God and are unashamed to live that way will not see the kingdom.
Pause the tape. I mean, I don't even have to make it up, gang. Christianity breeds shame. It breeds shame. That there is something inherently wrong with you. You need to be ashamed for simply being alive. You do. Then they want to put two extra scoops of fucked up upness on top of our LGBTQ plus family members. I just belch. Hashtag unprofessional. That one tasted like anger. This is some bullshit. Again, Christians... I said this in my previous video. When we talk about the rate of self-harm, right? And you guys always want to blame who they are as a person instead of looking at the shit that you're shoveling on their shoulders. Your arrogance blinds you to how hate-filled you are. Because if you ask this asshole, he'll tell you that he loves gay people. You know what this reminds me of, gang? Holy shit, this was a long time ago. I dated someone long time ago, and I'm going to tell you, the magic faded really fast. And the fuckface hit me up and said they figured out a way for this relationship to work. And I was like, oh, this ought to be good. Try me. And I bullshit you not. Okay, if you stop working out all the time, if you stop doing martial arts, if you stop going to see your parents and calling your mom, and this person just literally, this 15-page list of what Robert Christopher motherfucking Reed is. And I hung up the phone. It's like, okay, we can work, but you can't be you. Then I'm like, then you don't want me. That's what this is, gang. In order to be accepted in this fucked up ass relationship with a god, you can't be you. And if you are you, you need to be ashamed of you. Again, Christians, please tell me that I am wrong so I can tell you to go fuck yourself. This is abuse. If you want to be in a relationship with me, you have to not be you. Oh, by the way, and if you're you, I'm going to fuck you all the way up. My mother right now is walking their dogs. Yeah, Uncle Bobby's not going to do that. Roll the tape.
Of God. It's just the truth. This is scripture. This is not to say that we should hate the person sinning or that we should treat them badly. Not at all. What we should...
Please pause the tape and then kindly go fuck yourself. He said we shouldn't treat them bad, all the while treating them bad. Again, Christians, if you would stop talking long enough to listen, you could hear it, but you don't. Your monkey ass is stuck on this fucked up ass script. This is love. You know what this is, gang? This is love. This is love. Podcast, you can't see me. I'm punching my hand. This is love. This is love. Well, if you would ever stop to listen to the person receiving those punches say, ouch, maybe just once, maybe you would stop loving them so hard. Christians, all you guys ever do is say that this is love. And if you would ever stop and listen to the gay person say, yeah, this is coming across as some motherfucking hate. Yeah, just so you know. No, you know what you guys are going to do? You guys are going to go pull out the 150 gay people that go to your church that are ex-gay. You know, the ones who you fucking put their nipples in their nutsack onto a fucking Sears diehard battery. You had them all hemmed up and shit with their eyeballs peeled open like fucking Clockwork Orange and shit. You put on some gay porn. You sat there and looked at his dick. If his dick even said, you doing? Shock the motherfucker. I'm straight. No, you guys go and get those guys and girls. You bring them over there and it's like, I'm not gay anymore. I much rather love Jesus. Don't shock me anymore. Don't shock me. Sit down and talk to gay people and their allies so that we can tell you that this is pure, unadulterated fucking hate. But again, fucks like this, Christians like this, they're so busy screaming at you how much this is love. And if you don't start accepting this love, I'm going to start loving you even harder. You want some more love, don't you? You want some more of this motherfucking love. Gang, this dude is a mouthpiece for fucking Ike Turner. Tell me how I'm wrong. I'll wait. No, I won't. Roll the tape.
Do is love people enough to tell them the truth. Now, let me show you who's going to be at this conference. This should blow you away. So you have Andy Stanley, of course. You have Greg and Lynn McDonald. You have John Ortberg, Debbie Kazi, and then check this out, Justin Lee. Justin Lee is an unashamed LGBT Christian, not just somebody who struggles with an attraction, but somebody who is living as a... Can you see this? gay Christian. Justin Lee is somebody that spends his entire...
Pause the tape. Gang, this is really making me upset. Again, look at him. Look at this fuck nuts. Justin Lee. He wants Justin to struggle. Oh, I'm sorry. In order to be practicing Christianity appropriately, as a gay person, he needs to be ashamed that he's gay. He needs to struggle with his lifestyle, whatever the fuck. This is hate. And Christians, it makes me mad that you fuckers can't see that you are the reason. The reason why the rate of depression, self-harm, all that shit runs laps in our queer community, it is you. Again, the persecution that you guys love to say that you're suffering, you don't. You don't even know how to fucking spell the word. I told you, if persecution came up, introduced itself as persecution, licked the inside of its persecution palm, slapped your monkey ass across the fucking face, and then said, what did the five fingers say to the face? Instead of the Rick James quote, slap, it said, persecution. As that persecution walked away, you said, hey, Christians, you know what persecution is? You know what you would honestly say? Nope. In order for Justin Lee to be a Christian and gay, he needs to hate himself. But I'm the one who's harassing. Give me a break. Roll this fucked up ass tape.
Entire life, look, getting paid to talk. What does he talk about? He talks about how you can be an LGB Christian and not have to repent, and how Christians, he basically travels around telling Christians that they have to accept and affirm his lifestyle and accept that he's a...
Pause the tape. I will talk for Pastor Lee right now. No, you don't. You don't have to accept it. You don't. You absolutely don't. But you are not immune to the 5 minutes after. I keep saying that because that's the motherfucking actual and it's the motherfucking factual. Christian, you don't have to affirm. You don't have to agree. You can call him a faggot. You can do all the stuff you want to do that your God apparently tells you that's what you're programmed to do. But your monkey ass is paying the consequences for it now, and you don't like it. I don't know fucking Justin Lee. He could be a fucking asshole. But if he's an asshole, it's because he's an asshole, not because he's gay. And Christians, you don't have to agree. You don't have to affirm his lifestyle. Go ahead and call that man names. Go ahead and say how he's doing life wrong. Yeah, now we're going to call you a bigot. Now you get exactly what you want. This non-existent fucking persecution. If you don't want to be called a bigot, stop doing bigoted shit. Roll the tape. We're almost there, gang. Fuck me.
A Christian as well. But his latest post is this. Check this out. This is the book Affirming, a memoir of faith, sexuality, and staying in the church. And look, it shows two women holding hands on the front by Sally Gary. Now, look at this. I'm going to connect these dots for you real quick. And this is another shocker. You know how in books they have the little rave, the short little rave reviews of the book? Well, Justin Lee left one of those prominent praises in this Affirming book. Justin Lee is an apologist for LGB, and Justin Lee is going to be speaking at this conference. And, oh yeah, we can't forget that it's going to be a safe environment. This is the exact language of the world. You know, we should be praying on...
Pause the tape. Did you guys hear the fucked up sarcasm? It's going to be a safe environment. What's wrong with that? It's like, I've never understood why woke and social justice warrior is a pejorative term. I'll never understand that. It's supposed to be a safe space. I mean, if you're not getting your ass kicked, you're not doing like... Christians, tell me, is that an actual Christian? Is he the real deal? Gang, this was a 10-minute long video of nothing but hate. Roll the tape.
September 28th and 29th, that God would protect the hearts and minds of those who are at this conference and think that they're being fed truth.
Pause the tape. Now he's praying for the people who attend this dude's conference. Gang, it's been a long time since I've seen a face this punchable. Holy shit. This is just... Can you guys not hear how fucking hate-filled his voice is? And again, here's the fucked up thing, gang. Again, how easy is it to sit here and listen to my voice, see my facial expressions? I'm angry. Please notice how his voice has never really gotten really all that excited. I mean, I hope and I'll pray to God that the people who love these faggots are these children of God. Buddy, where are you going? I truly hope that they see the error of their ways. I mean, this is love. This is really love. I love all the faggots. I mean, I love all the broken sinners. That's why I don't like Daily Disciple. That's why I don't like Fuckface Greg Kokel. This is how you poison a dog out in the country. Give that dog some poison, he's going to walk away from it. Wrap that shit in a piece of ham. By the time that dog realizes what's up, it's too late. That's what this is. Look at it. Read the Bible. He's not all big and bulky like I am. He's just, This is poison wrapped in bacon. Roll the tape.
In reality, they're being fed lies and being led astray. And, you know, this is very dangerous stuff to toy with God like this and to toy with the truth and to lead the flock astray. Let's pray for Andy Stanley, no matter how righteously angry this makes you. Let's pray that Andy Stanley turns away from leading his flock astray and back to God. But hey, let me know your thoughts about all this in the comments.
Pause the tape in the tape. He wants to know my thoughts. Here they go. Gang, Uncle Bobby's only giving you one big motherfucking problem. So as a result, Uncle Bobby's going to give you one big motherfucking solution. Whoever this bearded fucker is, shut the fuck up. That, again, this fucker, what's his fucked up ass name? Hold on. This motherfucker.
Section below, I love
it. Yeah, I'm looking at your balls. I don't even see his name and he can go fuck himself. That dude is not even 40 years old as I sit here and I look at him. And he sounds like an 84-year-old Southern Baptist black teacher who sweats like he's running a marathon while pastoring. Give me a break. But again, there's no way you can spin the topic of hell and make it sound respectful, immoral. It's just, you can't. Eternal torment. Ike Turner had higher streak of morality than the Christian God. His beatings eventually stopped. God's is nonstop. The worst pain that you can't imagine. And after a trillion years of feeling it, bitch, you're it's only just begun. Now you have another trillion years. Now you have another trillion years. Then you have another. It never stops. It never stops. And you want to know why? Because you didn't jerk God off. That's it. There is one way to get to heaven. And that's, oh God, does it feel good? You can tell me when you're going to come? That is the only way to get to heaven. The only way to not get to heaven is to not to juggle God's nuts all in your mouth. That's it. There's no moral way to spin the topic of hell. But what's even more fucked up, God loves his children so much that his inerrant word, his perfect word, is so confusing and convoluted that this Christian is right. And not only is this Christian over here wrong, but they're so wrong, they're going to burn in hell forever, right next to me. And here's the thing, though, gang. I've heard Christians say that that Christian over there is hellbound for sins as less obvious than being gay. Yeah. Again, Christians, your God wants us all in heaven so badly that he won't come down here and one, prove himself, and two, set the record straight. Which one of the 33,000 plus denominations is the real deal? Which one of them's got the mods? But again, this was all just sitting on some bullshit. I'm looking at a 35-year-old man who is so filled with hate and disgust that he just sat there and pushed how many more gay people to the brink? All the while with his soft fucking voice, right? His non-intimidating look. I just... God damn! I just belched up a sandwich. But alcohol can push that back down just like my emotional state. Good job, alcohol. Back on topic. Where the fuck was I? Oh, yeah, this fucking alcohol. This fucker looks like Andy Griffith, his boy Opie, with a beard. There's nothing threatening about him. Again, please notice how his voice never got really, not like mine. And he sat there and he said, "We're not singling out any other sin," all the while making an entire video on this one particular sin. Sitting there saying that we love the homosexual, all the while hating. But again, Christians, you're so busy slapping the shit out of other people in their mouth that they literally can't say stop. Slap, it's love. Slap, this is love. Slap, this is love. Slap, this is love. Slap, this is love. You don't give the other side enough time to say ouch. Your love is anything but. In any other fucking context, this is hate stacked upon more hate. It is. And if you guys would shut the fuck up just long enough to hear, no, not hear, to engage in the active process of listening. If you would ever listen to the people who you're spreading your love to, for them to say, this actually feels like hate. Maybe one or two of you would stop doing this, but you're not going to do it, are you? I didn't even make a fucking dent. That's why, again, gang, please like, subscribe, comment, share, because I want a Christian to hear this. If you guys would shut the fuck up long enough to hear what the other side has to say, maybe you would realize that this is not love. It's not. You're spreading hate. And no matter how soft of a voiced man that you put on these videos, it's still fucking hate. Other people hurting themselves, Christians, I'm not going to lie. This is your fucking fault. Yeah, love does equal acceptance. No one's telling you if you're a dude, you have to suck a dick. No one's telling you if you're a girl, you got to go down on another girl. Respect other people's space. They're not inviting you into their bedroom. Just mind your own fucking business. Love does equal acceptance. And if you guys would shut up long enough, you would hear us finally say that. Gang, the big guy's held you long enough. He's signing the fuck off. Jin and Truth, let's go.